Charles.
Okay, and if you have more than one, you've got?
Charles.
Okay.
Charles.
And do you know any names for a hog that's grown
That'd
up
be a V
wild?
Instead of an F, wouldn't it? Charles.
Have you heard any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild boars.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call a calf being weaned? Or I guess it's the noise that the calf being weaned makes.
What do you call it?
When they cry.
Calf, let's see, our sheep bleats, but what's the calf do? It bawls,
okay.
Don't it?
And the
cow bawls too.
The
calf bawls for its mother.
Okay, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. Mm. Oh no, I'm sorry, I asked the wrong. It's the noise that a cow or a calf makes when it's being fed or at feeding time.
Oh, the calf?
Mm-hmm.
When it's sucking, it makes a terrible noise. But
well, how if they're adult, if you've got them out on the field and when they're being fed, they kind of make a noise.
Oh, you mean after they eat, they're
right,
chewing
guess,
their cud.
But like the word low.
What?
The word
low.
Is that when is that? Is that at feeding time or?
Let's see, cattle are lowing. Let's see. Yeah, they'd be wanting to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be lowing.
Okay, and what noise do horses make at feeding time?
Usually they nicker.
Okay.
Or whinny or nicker.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. When you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth, now when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and the cattle. Okay.
Feed them.
And then yesterday you?
I fed them.
Okay,
yesterday.
And many times you?
Many times I've fed them.
Right, okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a?
Setting hen.
Okay. And the place where they live?
We call them setting hens, really.
Okay.
That's a Tennessee expression.
Okay, and the place where they live?
Is a hen house.
Okay.
Or a chicken house.
And is there another word for that? Do the mother hens and the little chicks live in the same place? Or do you separate them at a certain age?
Well, if you let them grow with the hen, why you keep them, we kept them in coops. And the chickens and the hen stayed in there, you know.
That's great. Okay.
That's the old-fashioned way of it, but nowadays they don't, they hatch them in incubators, you know, and don't have the hens with them at all.
When you have chickens, sometimes children will want to play with a particular bone, and sometimes they'll make a wish with it.
Oh, with that wishbone?
Okay, is there another name you've heard for that bone?
Pulley bone.
Okay, good. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
Well, the breast and the pulley bone and the thigh and the drumstick and
there's kind of a very muscly material. I don't know. It starts with a G.
With a G.
The gizzard.
Oh yeah, there's gizzards. A lot of people are crazy about the gizzards.
What do you call the inside parts of a pig or a calf that some people eat? Or I guess you use it in head meat? Or no, sow's meat?
Well, that's from the head, you know, to get that.
Oh, okay. What do you call the intestines of pigs that are sometimes?